Two things required to prove God through empirical evidence, by Krishna's mercy.
Agyascha shraddhadhanascha, sanshayatma vinashyati, nayam lokosti na paro, na sukhang sanshayatmanah.
Quote, but ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. For the doubting soul there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.40.
It's not a simple task. The burden of proof is on the doubting side. This might surprise observers, but with the physical evidence that is supposedly lacking on the believer's side, the opponents must prove that if such evidence did exist that it would be sufficient to make their case. 1. Infinite perception. Computer models will not work. It may fool the people into believing a supposed pandemic is occurring or that planning commissions can somehow alter the climate of the world moving forward, but the stakes are higher here. We are trying to prove the existence of the Almighty, the one person who is always beyond birth and death, who is the controller to the nature which controls everyone else, who can never be defeated and who shows no indication of being under the grinding wheel of destructive time. In order to prove through empirical evidence, we would need to be able to perceive infinitely, not just into the future, but also the past, backwards and forwards. Personally witness what occurred at the beginning of creation, which is really an arbitrary point in time. We would need to maintain our perception moving forward. Some wiggle room allowed for staring at our smartphones every now and then, but at least the record button should be on. The great destroyer known as death cannot interfere with our experiment. 2. Flawless recall. In the hypothetical case that we could achieve infinite perception, we would need an accompanying ability. Run a query for any parameters of time and return the results immediately. No issues with caching could interfere. On a desktop computer, the results set is limited by the amount of memory installed. Bring back too much data and it won't render properly on the screen. With the empirical evidence route, we would have to be able to recall anything at a moment's notice. Take the data, both large and small, and make sense of it. Then we could begin to put the pieces together, to show that the person claiming to be God, to be divine, is actually so. A quick analysis reveals that neither of these abilities is possible. We have already lost out on the infinite perception due to the past. We don't remember the time spent in the womb. We take the experience on faith, on the word of our parents and the common sense truth that no one else enters this world without undergoing the same process. If we could achieve infinite perception and flawless recall, we would be God, which we are not. This means that no amount of empirical evidence could exist to satisfy the staunch doubters. Some faith is needed, but luckily we already extend faith in every aspect of living. Spiritual life is beyond living and dying, so the requirement of faith should not be a barrier. Hear from a trusted source, listen attentively, ask questions, raise doubts, and then implement some of the principles. See for yourself if it makes sense for the individual spirit soul to live. Ration and reason to believe the truth that something superior must exist, since there is so much intelligence embedded into nature. Another option is to simply believe and practice devotion. Arrive at the proper conclusion through blissful activities which appeal to the consciousness, which clear the illusion and reveal the reality of the all-attractive youth standing by, smiling, ready to welcome and protect into the infinite future. Is there some danger with this path? Can we be led astray by charlatans? What if we invest faith in someone who turns out to be a cheater? Such risks are always there, no matter which path we chose in life. The father dedicates everything to the wife and children, only to have them renounce him at a later time, after he has turned old and can no longer meet the family's growing and ever-changing needs. The dedicated employee gets let go by the firm after decades of faithful service. The Sanskrit word vijnana is important in this regard. Jnana is the knowledge itself, the principles and truths, spoken or written down, which can subsequently be remembered. Vijnana is the practical realization of the same principles. This is being firmly convinced of the existence of divinity, of the imperishable nature of the soul, and the need for bringing the transmigration evolution to a successful completion. Fortunately, both jnana and vijnana are accounted for in the bhakti process. Simply hear from the right source and you will know. stay connected to the holy names and achieve a level of certainty that surpasses what physical perception could ever bring. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, if insisting on evidence is direction, then first required perception, backwards and forward going, through infinite timeline knowing, also recalling with ability, like top computer with stability, possible only when Vijnana at play, accounted for in Bhakti's way.